USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is acknowledging coronavirus spikes in a number of states. During a White House coronavirus task force briefing at the Department of Health and Human Services, Pence says the efforts to combat the virus slowed the spread, flattened the curve, and saved lives.
We have made truly remarkable progress in moving our nation forward. We've all seen the encouraging news as we open up America again. More than 3 million jobs created in the last job report. Retail sales are rolling.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden telling a Pittsburgh TV station that if he were president, he'd enact an executive order forcing Americans to wear masks to fight back against the spread of coronavirus. Biden saying he would do everything possible to make it required for people to wear masks in public. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A report indicates there have been several recent cases of provocative actions by Chinese military planes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Taiwanese media report claims Chinese military aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. plane and a refueling aircraft that was providing it with fuel at the time near Taiwanese airspace. It happened on Wednesday, and the report says that the Chinese plane approached in a manner that could have been interpreted as a possible provocation. The report follows Taiwan saying that Chinese military airplanes had flown in its air defense zone 6 times in a single week and at least 8 times since June. A Taiwanese security analyst says it's clear that China is asserting itself before the United States.
And universities Oregon and Oregon State have banned the term civil war to refer to their sports rivalry because of the connection to slavery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Police on Thursday built a fence around the Emancipation Memorial after an activist announced during a Tuesday rally that he intends to tear it down. The activist claimed the memorial embodies the disempowerment of black people that is forced upon us by white people. Tension continues to run high around the memorial, but according to Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, all this just has to stop.
This just has to stop, Ed. Where does it stop? I mean, this is something that we continue on, and this is just rampant destruction. Using an event, the catalyst for the event was something that we should be working on to change here in Capitol Hill. Instead, we're discussing, you know, the destruction of monuments, and we're discussing those who would take peaceful protest about what happened in Minneapolis and other places in our country to actually begin to destroy. This is a crime. This is not something to be lifted up. This is not the format to be doing this. And when it is actually stops, when you have George Washington's bust taken down in this city on the university named for him, when you have the discussions of Abraham Lincoln's the memorial being defaced, the World War II memorial being defaced. We've got to get back to focusing on this country on how we can bring our communities together instead of the divisive issues like this. And frankly, it needs to stand up. This needs to stop, because where does it stop? A country grows from its past and moves forward to a better tomorrow. That is where we are as a country, and this is just unacceptable.
Attorney General Bill Barr is backing up concerns of President Trump that a wide use of mail-in ballots could result in rampant voter fraud. Barr saying the threat of fraud and expanding exemptions for voting at polling stations is obvious. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.